Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. coronavirus vaccination campaign is underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccine on Monday. A U.S. government spokeswoman said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during the first day of the rollout. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is unveiling a proposal for COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. It also includes $160 billion for state and local governments and provisions shielding businesses from lawsuits related to the virus. But the path forward is unclear as congressional leaders and Trump administration officials are trying to negotiate a final solution to virus relief and government funding, possibly by a targeted deadline of midnight Friday to deliver the completed package to President Donald Trump. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the closure of many of the country's beaches to fight a resurgence of COVID-19 infections heading into the Christmas holiday. Ramaphosa also announced an extended nighttime curfew and increased restrictions on sales of alcohol. Ramaphosa also extended the nighttime curfew from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., and restaurants and bars must close at 10 p.m. South Africa's leader said his government wants to contain the virus without imposing restrictions that may hurt the economy. For more news, join us at VOA News via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House Monday. Trump tweeted that Barr will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. Barr was a staunch ally of Trump, but angered the president by stating there was no widespread fraud that would change the outcome of the November election. Trump has repeatedly disputed the result while making fraud claims. Trump said Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevails and now is the time to unite to heal. On Monday evening, Biden, for the first time, bluntly condemned attempts by President Trump and his allies to overturn the results, calling it unprecedented assault on our economy. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said, just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia to formally give Biden more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Whether Biden's message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Biden is preparing to be sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. Afghan officials say a bombing and a shooting attack on Tuesday in the Afghan capital of Kabul killed at least three people, including a deputy provincial governor. Officials say a bomb attached to an armored vehicle belonging to Kabul's deputy provincial governor killed two people and wounded two others. In the other attack, Kabul gunmen shot and killed a police officer and wounded another policeman. No one has claimed responsibility for either of the attacks. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in the capital in recent months. The kidnappers of more than 300 students from the government science secondary school in Nigeria are demanding a government ransom to free them. Katsina's state's governor said the boys were taken during an attack on the school Friday night. A joint rescue operation was launched Saturday by Nigeria's police, Air Force, and Army, according to the government. Authorities say when the school was attacked, police engaged in a gunfight with the gunmen, allowing many of the students to scale the school's fence and run for safety. And Ethiopia sent civil servants in Tigray back to work Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government attempts to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.